Welcome, and thanks for joining me for this month's podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a Sound Investment. My business is how you communicate. Your listening to your customer's experience counts. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know I discussed that intimidation impacts communication. Specifically, I reviewed the various types of people that typically make us feel intimidated, the real source of intimidation, and ways to manage intimidation so it doesn't negatively affect communication. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable. Very recently, I had a very unsatisfying customer experience. In fact, I've had several, but let's not get into that right now. My guess is that I'm certainly not alone, and that some of us may be unaware that our businesses occasionally fall prey to this as well. Time to take action. As you listen, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or maybe someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who will benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, whose job is customer service? Number two, what's the impact on businesses that don't excel in customer service? And finally, how can we make a difference in a customer's experience? Last year, contributing writer Micah Solomon wrote an article in Forbes. He referenced a saying in the theater that there are no small parts. While the initial context was the stage, the essence is that when we're on stage, we can either improve or detract from the audience, or in this case, customer experience. If we start by answering the first question, which is, whose job is customer service? That's simple. Everyone. Everyone working in the business has the responsibility, or better yet, the privilege of customer service. Think of it as being on stage, no matter how small your part may be. We should all feel ownership of our part and want to offer the very best that we can. So, what about the impact on businesses that don't excel in customer service? I thought you'd never ask. Remember I said I'd recently had a poor customer experience? Well, this is exactly what happened. I was in a specialty retail store, and upon entering, no one greeted me or in any way acknowledged my presence. Was I invisible? I patiently began looking at some of their merchandise, and after approximately, I'd say 10 to 15 minutes had passed, still without any communication, I looked around at several staff and then exited the store. End of story. What do you think my experience was? Well, not only was I frustrated, but I'll certainly not be recommending this store to others anytime soon. Ask yourself if your business can afford this type of customer experience. I know that mine can't. Well, that brings us to the third and final question of how can we make a difference in a customer's experience? Okay, let's go back to Mr. Solomon's Forbes article. He recommends, number one, any time you pass through a scene where a customer may see you, be sure to contribute positively to that scene with your smile or with your words. Number two, don't wait for an approaching customer to open the door. Open it for them and hold it open until they make it all the way through. Number three, do you constantly do visual, auditory, and olfactory scans of the environment in which you work and pass through? Well, visual would include any litter that needs to be picked up, maybe something out of place, or anything that looks unsightly. Auditory would mean music that's either too soft or too loud, or even equipment that's excessively loud due to needed repair. And olfactory. This means any smells that are somehow off due to mildew, smoke, etc. Mr. Solomon is quick to remind us that there are multiple ways we can easily detract from the customer experience, such as, number one, having your back to the customer when they approach you. Number two, interrupting a face-to-face conversation with a customer in order to answer a ringing phone without first seeking the customer's permission. And number three, exhibiting negative body and facial language. Well, based on the experience I just shared, I'd also add treating customers as though they're invisible by ignoring them. In closing, when you want to increase your standout factor, especially when it comes to ensuring a positive experience for your customers, clients, or patients, I recommend focusing on what you've just heard. It'll go a long way for you. And as you apply my recommendations, you'll notice your level of confidence starting to rise. So ask yourself, do I want to have a competitive edge? I hope your response is a resounding yes. The best part is you can start right now. If after hearing this podcast, you have any questions about your communication or perhaps someone who works for you, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. Consider me your communication GPS.